Damien, we have some big news this week. A fourth Caliche's is opening up here in southern New Mexico. This is the third one in Las Cruces.
That's right. If you're a frozen custard fan, there is plenty of reason to celebrate. The fourth Caliche's frozen custard location officially opened last week, just off of North Main, and just in time to celebrate the company's 25th anniversary. Longtime Las Cruces residents will remember that Caliche's used to be Scoopies. They were founded in October of 1996. And since then, they've grown to multiple Las Cruces locations. The three here in Las Cruces and the one in Alamogordo, there's almost always a line of customers. And I have to tell you, Anthony, the frozen custard is fantastic, of course, but I'm also a big fan of the, and I think we've talked about this before, the hot dogs. They've got Nathan's hot dogs, and for my money, you know, that's a hard deal to beat.
Yeah, very popular place in Las Cruces, so I know a lot of folks will be happy to hear that. Let's move on and talk about another business that has opened up in Las Cruces. It was very popular, and now it seems they're opening a second location, Dutch Bros Coffee. What can you tell us about this?
That's right. And actually, it's happening in the exact same area that the Caliche's is going in, right around Main and Trevise. The second Dutch Bros location coming to Las Cruces' North Main Street. Only 4 months after the coffee chain expanded to Las Cruces, they've announced a second location that's going to be going in mid-2022. That's right near Spanish Kitchen and Mr. Car Wash and the new Caliche's, of course. Their Batan Memorial location opened in June of this year, and the lines have been absolutely insane. Las Cruces appear to be very excited about this.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to try coffee with frozen custard now, so this is going to be great.
That's right. You can do it within blocks of one another.
Okay, moving on. NMSU has launched a pecan brand. What can you tell us about this?
That's right. It's called Pistol Pete's Pecans. They've teamed up with Heather Salopek and the crew over at Legacy Pecans. Of course, the Salopek's one of the biggest names in pecan growing in southern New Mexico, kind of a legacy brand. Pistol Pete's Pecans are going to be sold, well, there at Legacy Pecans in Mesilla, but also at concession stands for all of the NMSU home athletic events starting on November 9th. And Athletics Director Mario Mocha said that they'll likely be available at local gas stations and stores in the coming months, too. This is the university's first foray into the consumables market. Of course, they also have their own beer, wine, liquor, and coffee, which Mocha said earned the university $36,000 from selling products in the past fiscal year.
Okay, Damien. We'll close with news of a restaurant opening downtown. What can you tell us about this new restaurant?
That's right. Just keep an eye out for a profile on Grounded. I believe it's in today's newspaper. It's a combination cafe, winery, and wood-fired pizzeria. Opening soon in downtown Las Cruces.
Damien Willis is a lead reporter with the Las Cruces Sun News. He updates us every week on the top business stories in our region. Damien, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to talking with you next week.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.